Council won't even put it on.
I know, because I was there.
The thing is, when the watchdogs come in, they provided us 30-some pages.
Doesn't mean they're right.
That doesn't mean anything. We don't know where it came from.
I know what they are, but the thing is, they provided that kind of information to her in writing and documents.
It's documents. We're just
in state mandates and state.
Just because they say it and provide.
But we've given her nothing in writing.
We don't have to.
We don't have to. We are her bosses. It is state statute. If we tell her to do something, she has to do it.
I'm not sure we can.
The stuff too.
I think you're seeing more into this than there is there.
Well, and that probably so, but I don't feel like we've really done anything to give her assurance that what she's doing is acceptable by the law.
You can't. You can't give her assurance.
It doesn't seem like we can fix that.
No, we can't.
Who's somebody back here? Kay?
And some of it that I wanted to ask has been answered a little bit by Gary's question, but I just want to make sure I'm understanding it right, because evidently I've missed this a little bit. But when I spoke with Erica privately about why she won't pay this bill, she says that she asked for guidance from your office and she didn't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
So if that is what her concern is, I guess I kind of agree with Gary. If that's your best advice to her, yes, you should pay it. Mm-hmm. And like what you just said, that's the board that's responsible, not, then do that. Even though I don't think we have to wait for the Attorney General's thing on it, and we can go ahead and get this cleared up. You know, I think we all agree that we don't want to do this again this way. We know there's a better way now, and we will do it better. But somehow, we need that bill paid in an efficient, fast way. And I just think that needs to be done.
What she's asking for me is statutory authority. You know, like I said, there's no statute.
Oh, she wants you to give you a statute that says,
well,
rather than just her opinion.
That's what I understood it. Now, if you want me, if you guys want me to give her, you know, just, hey, Erica, in my legal opinion, you should pay it for these reasons. Sure, I'll do it. However, I want you guys to know, I have told her these things verbally, and so is Ed Flynn. I'm happy to do it in writing. And
I think she has asked for it in writing.
Okay.
I really think that would help the situation.
We're going to have the state's attorney do this on every issue, though, on every bill.
Right. Yeah. Right. Why should we have to do it? Why
did
I don't want to attack everything.
Well, that's beside the point. Okay. We're way past the hiring.
But what you're saying is
what we are at now is you either pay the bill or not pay the bill.
Is it legal?
You pay the cost of the fight.
I mean, there's no.
It is legal, and the fact that the board rendered their decision to pay the bill. Her job is to pay the bill, write the check.
It's not her question.
And I would say
that. Then what she needs to do is pay the bill, and then
she's trying to get legal advice.
She can get a lawyer and sue the county.
Hey, come on, guys, hang on. Let's call the question here just a second. I don't mean call the question. Let's stop arguing.
Earl.
Let's stop arguing here. Okay.
Just a reminder too, we're in closed session, which means the public's not supposed to know what's going on. If our voices are raised, they're probably going to be able to hear it from out in the hallway. So, and I guess, I mean, there's no, you know, as far as today, other than me telling you, yeah, I'll go, you know, render something to Erica in writing, there's no action for us to take. I mean, it's, you know, we're the party to the lawsuit. We're here. You know, there's nothing coming out of closed session. There's nothing to do. This was just our discussion here, you know, today. So, I mean, just know that, too.
And if we don't pay this, isn't it very possible that if we lose, we will have significantly more money that we'll have to pay, including the court costs and attorney fees and all those
things. It is possible that it is, well, likely that we would have to pay the court costs, which are a few $100, and then it is possible and maybe even likely that we would pay the attorney's fees in bringing, you know, the suit, and I don't know what those amounts would be, but they could add up, especially depending on how much we, you know,
and this out. Will all transpire in the next fiscal year, which will have to go into our budget. Kenny.
Is in order to make a motion to pay the bill?
You can't. You can't take action in closed session.
We're doing an open session.
Yeah. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah. Oh, it's not on the agenda?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay.
We've already authorized to pay the bill.
I didn't bring my money.
And I know from my own personal experience being on the negotiating committee that the FOP went into arbitration, and then it turned into like a court. they had their attorney, we had our attorney, there were legal opinions. I mean, we weren't, the negotiating committee weren't capable of doing this. We had to have an attorney to do that.
You have to have somebody, it's a very specialized area of law, you know, you have to have somebody that knows.
Right. It was he presented a book, a thick notebook of, and so did the FOP negotiation. Okay, so we're in this lawsuit.